two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The director of epidemiology at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital is advising taking proper precautions for holiday travel with the Omicron variant being found in more states. But he says travel should be safe if you're fully vaccinated and boosted. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced another mission in Hawaii. The church will now have 408 missions worldwide. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
That is a crash in Draper, northbound on I-15 with injuries, and three left lanes are blocked prior to Bangor Highway. Right now you have stop-and-go speeds with these delays stretching back to SR-92. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The weekend is here and air quality continues to get worse. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Sunny, 48 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
At least 10 states confirm positive COVID cases of the Omicron variant. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Once these cases were identified, CDC staff began working with state and local public health authorities to do contact tracing and investigation.
Walensky emphasizing that Delta variant remains dominant in the U.S. The FDA has expanded its emergency authorization for Eli Lilly's monoclonal treatment for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID to children under 12, including newborns who test positive and are at risk for getting severely ill. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald files charges against the parents of 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly, who's accused of killing four students at his Michigan high school this week.
James Crumbly is charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Jennifer Crumbly is also charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
An attorney for the couple says they'll turn themselves in, but U.S. Marshals say they're looking for the Crumblies. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Real Salt Lake has surprised everyone by reaching the Western Conference Finals after having an intense playoff season, winning in the penalties against Seattle and scoring a last-minute goal against Kansas. Joining me right now is KSL News Radio's Real Insider, Tom Hackett. And Tom, this is pretty exciting.
Certainly so, Maria. Yeah, certainly. I guess about a month or two ago, nobody in their right mind would have guessed that Real Salt Lake would have been one of just four teams remaining in Major League Soccer.
So are they still the underdog as they go against Portland?
Yeah, certainly so. So there was actually some data that was released by a national company that gave Real Salt Lake an 8% chance to win Major League Soccer, and the three other teams had 30% or 31%, respectively. So they're certainly the underdog against Portland. Any team, if they happen to win against Portland, whoever they play in the MLS Cup, there's a very, very good chance they'll also be the underdog in that fixture as well.
And they haven't done very well against Portland this season, have they?
Sadly, they haven't. No, they've lost three times, believe it or not. So they're 0-3 against Portland so far, and two of those losses have been pretty bad. There was a 6-1 loss, which I believe is the worst loss of the season a few months ago, and then the last home game at Rio Tinto Stadium earlier this month, I believe, it was a 3-1 loss, but it was pretty ugly, and the fan base certainly wasn't happy. The closest they've come, Maria, is a 3-2 loss in Providence Park. That came back in August, so hoping for better news tomorrow.
Right, so what do they need to do to win?
Well, essentially, they need to stop the counterattack. So what they've had an issue with against Portland so far is they turn the soccer ball over in areas of the pitch that they simply can't afford to do so. And what Portland are really good at is when they receive the football from a turnover, they throw a lot of numbers forward and they catch Real Salt Lake on the counterattack. So if they can control the football and the soccer ball, if they can control that without turning the ball over, they'll probably have a pretty good chance. And I actually think that there's a fighting chance Real Salt Lake can get the job done, just given how last week against Sporting Kansas City turned out.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Well, they've been the underdog so far, so anything can happen, right?
Certainly. Well, first week it was weird. They didn't end up with a shot, you know, and they were outplayed and outmatched. They just defended for their life for 120 minutes, got the job done in a penalty shootout. But last week against Sporting Kansas City in Kansas City, they were the better team. And Portland plays a lot more like Kansas City does than Seattle. So for that reason and that reason only is why I'm actually thinking maybe they could put together a pretty good performance tomorrow and potentially book a date with whoever it is from the Eastern Conference to fight for some silverware.
All right, fingers crossed. Tom, thanks so much.
Thanks, Maria.
And that is KSL News Radio's Real Insider, Tom Hackett, joining me live. KSL News Time, 4:49. We do have a serious problem out there on the roads, traffic and weather. Brought to you by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
Three left lanes blocked due to a crash with injuries. Northbound I-15 as you're approaching Bangor Highway in Draper. Right now, the delays are at a crawl, and they're reaching back to SR-92 Temp Highway in Lehigh. So if you need to get from Utah County into Salt Lake County, consider an alternate like the Frontage Road or Redwood Road, or delay your travel time. If you're southbound on I-15 in Salt Lake County, it is a slow ride with delays from 5300 south down to Bluffdale. Michelle?
Well, we're looking at some slowings on Bangor Highway. Again, this is both directions around the 201 freeway. Mountain View Corridor also a bit jammed up as you're approaching 3500 south in West Valley. I-15 in Utah County overall looking good, but until you hit the delays Ricky's speaking of, we're seeing a little slowing as you're going northbound through Linden. Steve?
If you're on southbound Foothill Drive this afternoon, you've got thick and slow spots between Foothill Village and 21st South. Northbound I-15 rolling at good speeds from downtown Salt Lake City, but we have that thicker and slower traffic in Davis County waiting for you from Layton up to Roy. Southbound 15 crowded between 31st Street and Ogden all the way down into Clearfield and jammed up on northbound 89 at SR-193. Add some symphony to your life as Korean violinist In Mo Young makes his Utah debut. His Utah Symphony debut on Mendelssohn's treasured violin concerto. Go to utahsymphony.org for ticket information. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And it looks like we could have some snow headed our way. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, the weekend's here, but the smog, it's sticking around. Temperatures in the 40s and 50s, partly cloudy skies and smoggy through Sunday. A storm gets here on Monday. That'll bring valley rain mixing with some snow, and the mountains of northern Utah get a significant amount of snowfall. Storm lingers Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday's a break, and then another storm gets here for Thursday, Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
A 1-2 punch, 48 degrees downtown.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and I have got great news for those who thought they missed the Black Friday promotion at Intellibed. The good news is it continues on through Monday, December 13th, with 15% off any size Intellibed signature mattress with the gel matrix. That's what delivers that firm and soft sleep at the same time. And how about a free bedding accessory bundle with the purchase of that signature Intellibed mattress? 2 gelled microfiber pillows, 1 bamboo sheet set, 1 prime Terry mattress protector, and free shipping. That's a total value of over $1,000. And don't forget, too, that all of the bedding accessories at Intellibed are 25% off. They are perfect for holiday gifts. Right now, the sale continues. Black Friday goes on through December 13th. Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale next to Olive Garden, Logan. And you can simply drop by at Intellibed.com and get these same great deals. Intellibed.
This season, you can bring a holiday of hope to the patients at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital. Now in its 51st year, the Festival of Trees is the most beloved way to give a gift to change a child's life. During this year's virtual event, you and your loved ones can take home exquisitely designed trees, quilts, and wreaths. Proceeds go to improving children's health and supporting Primary Children's promise to provide the best care to our community. Experience the magic at festivaloftreesutah.org.
It's a Christmas story that first captured our hearts 30 years ago from one of the most prolific songwriters and storytellers of our time. It's the special 30th anniversary of Michael McLean's The Forgotten Carols, with an unforgettable story and songs that have become a Christmas tradition for families everywhere. Don't miss the spectacular live stage show, only in Orem, Salt Lake City, and Ogden, December 13th through the 22nd. Tickets at ForgottenCarols.com.
Shopko Optical reminds you to use your vision benefits and FSA funds before they expire to get an eye exam and new eyewear. Schedule your exam at Shopko.com.
KSL News Time, 4:55. We are watching Utah's money. It's been another down day for the markets. The Dow down 59 points, to end at 34,580. S&P 500, it was off by 38 points, and the NASDAQ down by 295. KSL News Time, 4:56, and it's time for Jazz Notes. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz have played arguably their best games of the season over their last two outings and have a chance to build on that momentum tonight against the Boston Celtics before heading out on a four-game road trip. But All-Star guard Donovan Mitchell said yesterday at practice that the team isn't relying on just two performances as a sign they've turned the corner on their difficult early season issues.
We've only done it for two games, and you know, I think we all have higher standards than just saying, oh, we've hit the stride, you know, and we've only responded twice after that loss. So for us, this is a big road trip coming up.
The Jazz will host the Celtics before making stops in Cleveland, Minnesota, Philadelphia, and Washington, and then returning home on December 15th. For a full breakdown of Mitchell's comments and a preview of tonight's game, visit KSLSports.com with Jazz Notes. Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.